Coach Kevin Stallings joining us now after Vanderbilt's 83-62 win over Central Arkansas. We'll just get a brief kind of a general overview from you, and then we'll take a break, come back, and talk a little more.
Okay. Well, you know, we start out the game pretty well, as is customary or typical, a lot of times when you get a big lead, we just sort of became a little passive and stopped concentrating quite as much. I wasn't necessarily distraught over. I don't like it when it happens. That's something that really irritates me. But I really attribute some of it to how hard we had to play Monday night to get that victory. And I'm sure our tank was a little bit low tonight. And so I thought our guys did a good job for basically about as long as they could. And then after that, we just kind of hung on and did what we had to do.
We'll take a break, have more with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight, 83-62 over Central Arkansas in game two of the Cancun Challenge, and we'll wrap up rather quickly here because you got packing to do, don't you?
Well, I got to pack, and we've got some issues like that. But it was an interesting game, but it was a tough game because they were holding the ball, and you know, if you're going to hold the ball and play zone, and you're down 20, and I'm not being critical. Yeah. Their coach can do whatever their coach wants to do. Mm-hmm. It's hard for our team to stay engaged because the game's being played at a snail's pace, but it was what it was, and we didn't shoot the ball well. We had a number of really open shots that we missed, and so I attribute some of that to tired legs from Monday night, so we'll look at the tape and figure out how we can get better. But the biggest thing is we just got to get all the gas back in the tank so we can play with that same kind of energy that we saw Monday night.
Is 25 three-point attempts too many in your mind, or was it just a product of what you got based on – I mean, they weren't bad looks necessarily.
The problem with the game, Joe, was that we were able to get easy shots quick in the shot clock. Mm-hmm. And you know, we shot 9 three-pointers on Monday night.
Right.
And ironically made 5, and tonight we make 7 and take 25 of them to get 7. So 25 is too many for us for sure. But team's going to stand back there in zone. We're way ahead before we start firing up a bunch of threes. Yeah. And so, I don't want to sit there and tell them not to shoot them. We're getting ready to see 40 minutes of zone on Saturday. So, let the guys get used to shooting some balls and I'm sure we'll make more of a concerted effort to throw it inside on Saturday, but tonight we had the lead, and I wanted them to make some, but I was okay with them shooting them.
6 in double figures tonight. Is this going to be one of those teams that probably doesn't have a guy that goes for 35 very often, but you're quite often going to have 4 and 5 in double figures?
Well, I don't know. I certainly would anticipate that AJ will be a guy that gets, the most points, but again, he was a little bit out of rhythm tonight, I thought, and was kind of hurrying. And we've got to get him to slow down a little bit. He's playing too quickly. But anyway, I hope that we have balance. I hope that we have 4 or 5 guys in double figures every night. That'd be great. Again, I'll be surprised if AJ isn't a guy that's consistently around 18 or 20, but I certainly hope that we have balance in addition to that.
Got to mention George, career highs tonight in points, in rebounds, and assists. He played 19 minutes, but, Andre's out. You're kind of having to shuffle the lineup, and he's a guy that stepped up and utilized the time.
Well, he did, and he played well. I told Coach Muller before, I told somebody today at the shoot-around, I said, I think George is ready to have a good night. George has been bothered by a groin injury, and so we've reduced his time because I haven't wanted him to get hurt more than that, and I could tell at the shoot around today that he was feeling better for the first time in probably a week, and maybe even longer. And then I told Coach Muller when our guys were warming up tonight, I said, George is going to have a good night. I said, I'm on George tonight. And so he said, well, I hope so. And so George to get 14-8-6, those are good numbers on any night. So I was right tonight. I'm usually wrong, but I was right tonight.
Thanksgiving in Mexico. Do they have turkey there?
I don't know. We're going to find out. We'll get down there and try to have a little bit of fun, but get ready to play a real important game on Saturday and see if we can play a little bit better than we did today.
Do you think Andre can play?
Don't know. I think they're going to. I think they're either getting ready to do an MRI or they've just done one. So we're sort of awaiting the results of that to see if there's anything wrong, and then. Obviously, he's a tremendous help to our team, and he's been playing so well that it would be great if we could get him. But if we don't, then we'll just have to figure out a way to do it without him.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck to you.
All right, Joe, same to you.